Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tanis of Zion. We're starting about the fourth line of the two dots with the Kofar Mishnah Besicha. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mimsar Bas Yakim Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah was talking about the second set of fast days and told us that Sicha is Aser anointing oneself. So the Gemara tells us Kadalatani. It's like we taught in following Brisa. B'Shabbes on Shabbos Bein Sicha Shishal Tainig Bein Sicha She'en Shal Tainig Mutter. Whether it's Sicha that's enjoyable or Sicha that's not meant to enjoy oneself, it's really for refuah. It's totally permitted, and that's because even if it's Ein Shal Tainig, it's for refuah. People are going to think that it's shel tainug, and so it's perfectly fine. Now, b'yom kippur on yom kippur, bein sicha shel tainug, bein sicha she'ein shel tainug, aser. It doesn't make a difference what type of sicha it is. It's aser because we know one of the chamesh shinuyim on yom kippur is sicha. So even if he's doing so for refuah, it's still aser. Now, b'tishba b'tanis sibur, on tishba b'tanis sibur, sicha shel tainug aser, she'ein shel tainug mutter. If it's a sicha that's meant to be enjoyable, so it's aser. But it's not meant to be enjoyable. It's just for refuah, so it's permitted. Now we take out the word vaha from the girsa, so we just continue reading regular without asking akasha. Tani, we have a braisa. This in regards to the isser of a czar of a non-kain eating or benefiting from truma, the shavay sichel shtil the isser l'tashlumin, that anointing oneself and drinking are the same for isser and for tashlumin, meaning a non-kain is not allowed to drink or anoint himself with truma, and he also would have to pay the same amount. Aval loyal einish, but now in regards to punishment, namely, he's not going to get malchus for sicha, for anointing himself with truma. And also, b'yom kippurim l'isser aval loyal einish on yom kippur as well. Sicha and shtia is aser on yom kippur, but also there's a difference in punishment. If one drinks on Yom Kippur, that's much more chamer than if he anoints himself. However, now the Gemara asks, but Tani, we have a brass that says, the Pasuk tells us, v'leichalu, don't be mechal, don't profane, l'rabbi s'sasach v'sashoyse, that's coming to include sach and shoyse. And this Pasuk's clearly telling us about a lav, v'leichalu, and so if sach is being included, that means it's a lav, and a person would get malchus. How could we say before the one's not going to get malchus for sicha? So Amar B'yechanan, the answer is, less kan sach. We're actually not gairas sach in this brisa. That's really not part of the limud. So Amar Mari of Mari asks, in Las Kansach, if you're not going to be Gairus Sach over here, Las Kan Shaisa. You can't be Gairus Shaisa either. Why is that? Well, because Shaisa is not really necessary. We know that Shtia is like Achila, so we wouldn't need a Drasha to tell us that one is Chai for Shtia, and therefore it has to be that the Drasha is for Sicha. And if you're going to tell me Drasha is not for Sicha, well then it's not for Shaisa either. And even more so, Deloichain, if you're not going to say that, and you're going to say that we actually do need the Pasuk to tell us that if somebody is Shaisa, he gets Malchus, well, Davar Shubah Machmas Shnei Lavin Mitztarif, could something that comes from two different lavim be mitztarif? In other words, if you're going to tell me that we need the pasuk for shaisa, so then we have a real problem on our hands, because we know that if a person eats half a shear and drinks half a shear, that's mitztarif, and he's going to be chayav for that. But we know that two things that come from two separate lavim can't be mitztarif. So it can't be that shaisa is being learned from the pasuk of lo yichalalu, and that it's not compared to achila. So it has to be that it's compared to achila. Going back to our original problem, shti is compared to achila, which means that lo yichalalu is l'rabbi sasach. And further discussing this, how do we know that it's clear asay? Meaning, how do we know that sicha itself is a real asay? Rabbi Elazar says, "V'shem Rav Simai." The pasuk tells us, "V'lo nesati imenu l'mace." I didn't use it for a mace. This is part of the lashon of beer maestres. When a person is getting rid of his meiser, he talks about meiser sheni, and one of the things he says is, as possibly we just quoted, that I didn't use it for a mace. I didn't use any meiser sheni money for a dead person. Now the question is, man and common, what are we referring to? What's he trying to express? If the person is saying that I never used my meiser sheni money to purchase a coffin or tachrichin, the burial shrouds for a mace, well, that can't be because davar shu aser l'chai. This is something which is aser even for a live person. You're not allowed to use meiser sheni money to purchase clothing or closets for a live person. So l'chai hu aser, if it's aser even for a live person, l'kol shekin l'mace, isn't it for sure aser for a mace? So why would this person be saying, I didn't use my meiser sheni money for a mace? He's not even use this money in that way for a chai. It must be we're talking about something else. Ezu davar shu mutter l'chai v'aser l'mace, what is it that would be mutter to use meiser sheni money for a person who's alive, but usher for that same exact thing if it's for a dead person? Hava oimer zu sicha, that must be referring to sicha. We know that meiser sheni money is allowed to be used for oil, for example, and that can be rubbed on a person's body, but that same oil is not allowed to be used for a corpse to anoint that body. Why would that be? Well, because sicha is kishtia midai raisa. Anointing oneself is like drinking, and from there we learn to truma and yom kippur that the same way that shtia is usher, it would be the same exact thing by sicha. We can discuss in the Mishnah. Benil sandal, there's also to wear shoes. Now, Tana Viva Braisa, call Elusha Amra, assume Benil sandal. In all the situations where he said that it's usher to wear shoes, Yatzal Derech, if a person went on a journey, it's very hard for him to walk barefoot. Nile, he is allowed to wear shoes, but he gila krach, once he comes to the city, Chalitz, he has to take them off. And Vechim Ba'avil, Chim Benuda, same with an Avil, a person who's in mourning and he's not allowed to wear shoes, or a Menuda, a person who's excommunicated, he's in Cherem, he's also not allowed to wear shoes, but if he's going on a journey, he's allowed to wear shoes, and that's the same thing, the top line of this Amud. And it was saying, Tana, that those that teach in a Braisa, Yatzin Ban Pilya B'yom Kippurim, the ones allowed to go out in socks on him Yom Kippur, whereas Isra and Tani ain't Yom Tzid. There are those that teach in Braisa that one's not allowed to wear socks in Yom Kippur. So Amar Chizr Chizr clarifies, it's not a machloikas. Manda Amar Yotzin Man Pilya Shel Beged. The one who says you're allowed to wear socks in Yom Kippur, that's talking about cloth socks, kind of like the socks we all wear nowadays. There's nothing wrong with those. Whereas Manda Amar Ein Yotzin, the one who holds you're not to go out with socks in Yom Kippur, but Man Pilya Shel Ar, that's talking about leather socks, and those are like shoes, so those are not allowed to be worn in Yom Kippur. However, if Yitzchak Nachman Sol Gabri Yeshua Ben Levi Beleid Tzuma Rabba, Yitzchak Nachman went to Yeshua Ben Levi on the night of the big fast, which is Yom Kippur night, and Nafak Lebei Lavish Sulyasa, he went out to him wearing Sulyasa, which is basically slippers. It's like a shoe that doesn't have a back, and they were made out of leather. So Amalei asked him, Mao Hachin, what's going on? Why are you wearing these? So Zayin Obeis on top, Amalei told him, Istinasani, I'm very finicky. It's very difficult for me. I'm simply not able to walk around barefoot. So there is a heter in that situation. And similarly, Yeshua Ben Nachman Sol Gabri Yeshua Ben Levi Beleid Tanisa, he also went on the night of a fast day. Nafak Lebei Lavish Sulyasa, he went out wearing slippers. Amalei asked him, Mao Hachin, what's going on? Amalei told him, Istinasani, I'm an Istinas. And Rav Shammai, Chamani Nafik Lavish Sulyasa Beleid Tanisa, Rav Shammai, they saw him going out in his slippers on the night of Tanis. Now, Chad Talmud Minder Rav Mana, a particular Talmud of Rav Mana, Harim and Chad Lekriva the Nasiya, he paskined for one of the relatives of the Nasi's house, Lemilbish Sulyasa, that he's allowed to go out wearing slippers. You have to add to the gears to the following words, which are very important. Amar Le, Rav Mana asked him, On Minada, where did you get this from? Why did you paskin this for him? So Amar Le, he responded to him, Minada Rav Shuba Levi, from his whole thing with Rav Shuba Levi. So Amar Le, Rav Mana responded to him, Rav Shuba Levi, you want to bring a riot from Rav Shuba Levi? Istinus Hava. He was an Istinus, and that's why he was wearing these slippers, but just stam a person is not allowed to wear slippers on Yom Kippur, so you paskin incorrectly. We continue discussing, we had said on the second set of fast days, B'tash Shamita, Tash B'shus Aser. Now Esochami, come and see us the Gemara, Berchitza Aser. It's Aser to wash, it's Aser to go to the mikvah. So B'tash Shamita, like Kol Shekain, isn't it for sure Aser and Tashmish? Because we know that after a person has Tashmish, he's a Balkari, and we know that Ezra was Metakin, that a Balkari is not allowed to daven, so he has to go to the mikvah, and since we're not allowed to do Berchitza, that means we're not allowed to go to the mikvah, so obviously Tashmish is Aser. It's extraneous to say that in the Mishnah. There's no reason to say it. The Gemara answers, Tiftir, we could explain that either Ramakam She'ain Tavlin, it could be talking about a place where they don't have the minig to go to the mikvah after Tashmish, and it's not a necessity, or that it was before, meaning, Ad Shalai Hiskin Ezra Tefillah Bali Karyon. This Mishnah is talking about before Ezra's Metakin, that Bali Kari have to go to the mikvah. So the Mishnah says that Tashmish is Aser, but of course, after Ezra's Takana, you're right, there's no necessity to say that. Now, Yaakov Racha Kotzer Vimi, who says, Vishim Rishu Ben Levi, Ein Kari Al Mitash Shamita. The only way a person could become a Balkari that he's chayv to go to the mikvah for because of Takanas Ezra is after Tashmish, but after he became a Kari for a different reason, such as having a dream. However, Rav Chana says, Afilu Ra Atzmineis B'chaloim, even if he sees himself enjoying in a dream, which means he has Kari in a dream, that's called a Balkari, he would have to go to the mikvah. Now, Havim Boy Mamer, they want to say that Uvavan Me'isha, that's only if it's from a woman, meaning he has a dream about a woman and he becomes Balkari, then he has to go to the mikvah, but not for a different reason. However, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef train Amrin, both of them say, Afilu Midavar Acher, even if it's for a different reason, if he became a Balkari, he has to go to the mikvah according to Takanas Ezra. Now, Tamantanan, over there we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechas Yuma, Yerim Kippurim, Asr Barchil, Rishdir, Rechitz, Rasichim, Nil Sasandal, Batash Shamita, these are all the five Inuim on Yom Kippur. And Vitani Allah, what do we teach on that? Bali Kari on Tavim Kedarkin, Batsinim, Yerim Kippurim, that a Balkari could be Tavim like regular, but Sina in quiet and private on Yom Kippur. Now, last Adol Pligar, Rishu Ben Levi, isn't this a clear steer, Rishu Ben Levi? He said a person could only become a Balkari through Tash Shamita. But if it's Asr to have Tashrish on Yom Kippur, so why would the Brisa say that a Balkari could go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? It must be, you could become a Balkari even not from Tash Shamita. However, says the Gemara, not Akasha, Pasar Law, we could explain, it's talking about a person who had Tashmish before Yom Kippur, and he just simply forgot, and he didn't go to the mikvah beforehand, so on Yom Kippur, he could go to the mikvah. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that? V'atani, we have a Brisa, Remais Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta, Shara'u Tavil Aisai Betzin of Yom Kippurim, there was a story with Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta, that they saw him being Tavil in private on Yom Kippur, and Eschamemar al Aisai Guf Kadesh, Shabashachach, could you say about that a holy person that he forgot? So it must be that he became a Kari through a different way. And we continue discussing Yisrael Tash Shamita in a different way. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi quotes Rav Chanan, who says, B'shem Roshul Bar Yitzchak, Noyach, Bechnisos Leteva, Nasrali Tash Shamita, Noyach, when he went into the Teva, he had an Yisrael of Tashmish. Matam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk says, Ubasal Teva, you should go into the Teva, Ata you, Uvanech and your sons, Ve'ishtecha, Nushevanecha Itach, and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And so we clearly see that the men and women are separated in this Pasuk. First it talks about Noyach and his sons, and then Noyach's wife and his sons' wives. So it clearly shows no Tashmish. How would Siyasa, when he left, Hotra Loi Tash Shamita. Now Tash became Mutter. Matam, what's the source for that? The Pasuk says, Tseimen HaTeva, Atav Ishtecha, Uvenecha Nishevenecha Itach. You should go from Teva, you and your wife, and your sons and their wives. Clearly that means husbands and wives are now allowed to be together. Now Aruch Chia Barva, he says, L'mishpeche Sehem, Yosemen HaTeva. They left the Teva, L'mishpeche Sehem. It's really a quote of a Pasuk that talks about all the animals leaving the Teva, limishbechaseihem. And what does that mean? Aideisha shimri chaseihem. Since they were shimer in the teva, they didn't have tashmish, zachuli natzal min hateva, they were zachar to be saved from the teva and come out safely. And teidel chashukin, she knows is true. The tanin, we have a mishnah, cham, kelev, va'ayrev, kilkulum aseihen. The cham, meaning nayach son, we have shem cham and yefes, so his second son, cham, kelev is the dog, and ayrev is the raven. All of them were makalkum aseihem, they all had tashmish in the teva, and they were all punished. Cham, yatzim afucham, cham, he became a fucham, which means he became struck, and we know that his son, Kush, became black, and that was the punishment. And kelev, yatzim afursam tashmishai, a dog, his punishment is that his tashmish is mefursam, he does it achar keneged achar, and even when a dog wants to separate in the middle of tashmish, he's not able to, as opposed to other animals which are. And ayrev, yatzim shonim abriyos, the ayrev, the raven, is very different from all other creations. The way they have tashmish is that the zera is spat out of the mouth of the ayrev into its partner's mouth, and that's mishuna, and that was the punishment. More about the isra of having tashmish at certain times, Amar of Avin, he says, save the pasuk tells us, becheser ubechafon galmud, literally translated this means, with lack and hunger, you'll be alone. What we learn from here though, b'shasha at roya chisarin bal oilam, when you see there's a chisarin, there's a lack, or there's a hunger, there's something like this in the world, so then I say, ishtecha galmuda, you should make your wife a galmud, meaning make her alone. In other words, it's an isra tashmish, so when there's an esara or hunger or something like that, no tashmish is allowed to be had. In our Levi, he tells us, ksiv, the pasuk says, ul yosef yulad shnei banim, to yosef he was born two sons, we know it's Menashe and Ephraim, and Amasai, when was that? So the pasuk tells us, b'terem tavay shnas harav, before the years of hunger came, and that teaches us that when it became the years of hunger, Yosef was parished from his wife, because that's a esara. And Tanim Shem Rabbi Yehuda, we have brass in Rabbi Yehuda, te'evei banim misham shemitei sein, that even if it's a esara, a person who's ta'ev banim, they need children, they weren't makam peru revu, so they are letting him mishamesh. Now Rabbi Yosef just clarifies, ovad yom shetavla, that's only on the day that she was ta'evel, because that's when the day she's able to become pregnant, but besides for that, there still is an esar tashmesh. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss these fast days, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.